Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On that note, as always, I'm also joined by Ans van Rensburg, who's the clinic manager at Disc in Baby City. Hi, Ans. How are you today?
Hi, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
I am just wonderful. And as I was mentioning earlier, we are observing and celebrating World Down Syndrome Day tomorrow. And that's what the show was all about today. And a big thing that Linda was mentioning was that you will need support. I think that's what we've been reiterating the whole time with DISCIM, though, is that this is what the clinics are for, is a great support system.
Absolutely. And Down syndrome is such an interesting topic. And often parents with Down syndrome children, or even with a Down syndrome family member, often needs a lot of support. And whether that support comes in the form of education or with information or just answering general questions. And our nurses can absolutely assist with that. And we often find that many times parents with Down syndrome children, they are scared to ask certain questions about their child's development and growth and their feeding regimes and everything. And children with Down syndrome, they do develop a little bit differently than other children, and often a parent might need a tailor-made feeding schedule, for example, or sleeping schedule. So if there are any uncertainties, it's really important that you visit a clinic or your doctor to get more information and to just put your mind at ease.
Yeah, but and I think Linda also kind of reiterated the fact that development and growth and things like that is definitely different, and you will need your like I said, your team of support with various different things, including occupational therapy, speech therapy, all sorts of things. But on that note as well, in the same breath, she also mentioned that it is also important to treat your child not as a Down's child, but as an actual person like any other child. Meaning that obviously they also, that they, I assume, also need normal vaccinations and checkups just like any other child.
That is absolutely true. When it comes to vaccines and deworming and supplementation of vitamin A, children with Down syndrome are 100% the same as any other child. They still need to get their routine vaccinations, and they still need to get their supplements and deworming and everything. So a question that we get a lot is, will the schedule change if a child has Down syndrome, the vaccination schedule? And the answer to that is the schedule remains 100% the same. So children still get the vaccines at the same ages and with the same intervals. So with that, you still need to follow the vaccination schedule as per your child's vaccination book.
Okay. No, and I mean, that's also reassuring to know that you guys always like cover the bases. And I really appreciate the fact sometimes in DISCIM, because I always say you can't walk into a DISCIM or even a Baby City with just one thing. It's like there's always something else that you notice that you always need, but that you, in that same sense, still custom make plans and assistance for every person. And I really, that's always the feeling that I get as well when I visit one of your clinics, is the fact that people care.
Yes. Absolutely. Our nurses really do their utmost to make sure that we provide holistic care. It's not only physical care, but that we also take care of people's well-being emotionally and psychologically. And as I always say each and every week, it's really important that as a parent you feel comfortable with giving your child the best best care possible, and that you don't question yourself. And then if there are any uncertainties or questions, visit one of our clinics and one of our nurses will be more than willing to assist.
Okay. Thank you so much, as always, Anne, for joining me. It's always wonderful to hear that there's help and support out there and just around the corner, because there's a DISCIM and a Baby City everywhere.
100%. Thank you, Landy. It's a pleasure.
Thanks. Chat to you next week.
Thank you. Chat to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.